Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good Saturday morning to you. Wow, what a day. Getting off to an interesting start this morning. So I just wanted to say thank you for hanging around, if you're hanging around, and coming back and joining us this morning. I'm Tiffany Bacon, and it's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be an awesome day, one, because we woke up. Two, because looks like it's going to get to about 80 degrees today. So if you can, not even if you can, make sure you spend some time outside and enjoy the weather. You know, it's been rainy and cold and all that other kind of stuff back and forth. But today is a day to go out, get your good dose of vitamin D from the sun, and enjoy the weather. Again, I'm Tiffany Bacon. This is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I have a good friend to the show joining me right now, as well as a host of other studio guests, and we'll get to them in just a matter of moments. First and foremost, we're going to do a culture check, find out what's going on in the news and news that you can use. Mr. Maurice Graves. Maurice, good morning.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, you know what? I had a moment yesterday. I just had a little moment. I was in a performance, and the performance was great. It was downtown, and I had a little scene, you know, where I pretty much get messed over by this dude, and I'm all flustered, and I get mad, and I throw water in his face, you know, real angry, and I tell him to go to HE double hockey sticks,
you
and
did?
I sure did, and in all my fervor and fury, I slipped on the water.
Heads up,
fell,
heads up.
And cracked my knee. So, yeah, you know, a little out of it today.
You're not hurt, are you?
I did. I actually did hurt myself, but it's not terrible. I can walk, you know, but it definitely was like.
What was the audience's response?
A gasp.
Are you serious?
And they were really, and I just want to say, anybody who's listening, who was at the show last night, thank you for your concern. I do appreciate it very much. And every one of them at the, we had the reception afterwards where people came up and, you know, greeted the actors and whatnot. And people, just about everybody said, I'm so glad you're okay. We were praying for you.
Because
I took a fall.
Oh,
it was a fall. It wasn't a, ooh.
Wow.
It's funny now, but it was a fall.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
So let me ask you this. I mean, like, they walked up to you during the reception and they said that they had been praying for you. That means you fell hard.
I fell very
hard.
When
people start praying, it's like,
you heard
Lord,
my knee hit the stage.
Okay.
Like, I fell hard. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
I'm glad you're all right, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm all right. I was a little out of it. You know, like, oh, snap. What? So, yeah, I'm sure you'll see it on YouTube at some point, but
no.
Hope not. But
oh,
yeah,
God.
My producer's over there like, hey, let me get a clip of that DVD. He's ready to put me out there.
No, don't do that.
No, I love him anyway. Okay, listen, we have a lot of things going on. First and foremost, today and tomorrow's the March of Dimes, March for Babies Walk, and there are various locations going on around the city. The one that's going on today starts at 9:30 a.m. in Downingtown, PA. And that's at Downingtown Care Park. If you know where that is, make sure you go and walk. It's a great, great, great cause.
It's a walk or a run?
It's a walk.
I want to run.
Well, you can run the walk, and some people walk the runs.
I'm
but,
serious.
You know, you can do what you want to do. But going over to Downingtown tomorrow, there's going to be one at 18th Almeida Park Road in Butler, PA. So if you can get up there, if you live in that area, make sure you go check that out. So there are a variety of locations. We'll give you more. Also, there's one going to be at Temple University. So that's definitely right in the heart of North Philadelphia.
TU,
my alma mater. So if you want to go down there and participate in a good cause, please do. It's the March of Dimes, March for Babies, okay? Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, Maurice, anything strike you in the news? This is a question that also goes out to the audience this morning. You can give us a call, 215-263-1039. That's how you reach us in the studio, 215-263-1039. What's the thing that struck you in the news this week and made you say, wow?
You know what? Unfortunately, I had the unfortunate pleasure of watching a drama unfold on the news, like many of our listeners this week. A domestic violence situation between three city workers. Unfortunately, it's one thing when you hear a story. It's another thing when you know the lives behind the story.
Right.
So we are certainly praying for all of the families that are involved, that were involved. in that tragic situation on Tuesday. And we are praying that someone else has learned a lesson from what has taken place. It was a tragic, tragic situation.
Right.
I know the lives that were and are involved. And we believe that even out of this ugly thing, something good can come.
Yeah, and we've done a couple of shows on domestic violence, and, you know, that always just concerns me because sometimes you don't know.
You never know.
You really don't know whether if it's, you know, if it's you or someone that's close to you. So if it, you know, if you have friends or family members who are in relationships that you have heard that are troubled, you know, really keep an eye on them,
right.
You know, call them more than you normally would just to make sure, because we really hate to hear about anything like that.
Absolutely. And then, you know, a lot of times you will have people who will say, you know, well, how could they do this? And how could, you know, they engage in this behavior? You really never know what people are dealing with psychologically and mentally. I have had some training in the area of psychology, so I've been trained to look with a different eye. But on the surface, people always will present their representative. And so you have to kind of look past that and really pay attention to some of the signs that people are sending when they are losing control, per se.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in just your take on that, what else would you say or would you send out to anybody who's listening who might be concerned about a situation like that?
Sure. There are boundaries placed around a relationship, particularly a marriage. And when those boundaries are permeated by third parties, it never, ever is a good situation. It never turns out to be a good situation. The Bible is very clear about wives submitting to their own husbands and likewise. So there are boundaries that God has placed around marriage and marital relationships. And so they are to be honored and revered and not interfered with or intervened with. But we don't know the circumstances. All I'm going to say is that we are consistently praying for those families for healing, strength, not even necessarily understanding. This may be one of the things that they'll never understand, but I do pray that they are comforted during this time of uneasiness.
Yes. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that this morning. And if you're listening and you saw something in the news that made you say, wow, a good wow or a shocking wow or something that just made you really take notice, give us a call and share it with us. 215-263-1039. I'd like to move on to our second guests in studio. Some wonderful, wonderful people who've come to join us to talk about what's going on, one, with students here in the city of Philadelphia. They have a wonderful program, and it's called the Philadelphia Student Union Youth-Led Organization Fighting for Equal Education in Philadelphia. We always are talking in some realm about education, and this time we get to hear from young people and what they have to say. So I would like to welcome to the program right now Khalif, Candace, and Erica, who's the assistant director of the program. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Praise in the City.
Good morning.
Grab a mic. Okay, first and foremost, Erica, let me ask you, how did this union come about, and what year did it start?
The Philadelphia Student Union, and I know the answers as much as the students do. But the Philadelphia Student Union started, I think, 14 years ago now. Started 14 years ago. It was started by students in the Philadelphia public school system. And it has been running ever since. Youth-led has always been historically youth-led. So it has adult support. So I offer support to young people. But I don't give the direction of the organization. The direction is given by the young people. Right now, we have chapters in different schools. So we have a chapter in Overbrook. We have Sayre High School. We have West Philadelphia, Masterman, Bodine, Kappa. We have representation from 10 other schools outside of that. And we've been fighting for reform and for policy changes. and to make sure that we basically keep on having youth organizers lead the way. They're the most affected by mm-hmm. the school system,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's about making sure that the changes are coming from them and it's their ideas. Mm-hmm. We've been fighting for equal education for decades, for centuries, if we can say that. So,
all right. Awesome. Let's hear from you. Khalif, how old are you? What grade are you in?
I'm a junior at West Philadelphia High School. I'm 17 years old.
All right. And Candace, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Sarah High School and I'm 17.
All right. Awesome. Soon to be 18. Okay, grown mama. That's awesome. Okay, now tell me both of you, and I'll start with Candace. When did you find out about this program and why did you join?
I had just started 11th grade and I don't know, some of my friends were just like, you got to come to this meeting. I'm like, meeting? What? I don't want to stay after school. Uh-huh. It's like, it's going to be food. And I'm like, all right, I'll be there. Because mm-hmm. food bring me to anything. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So I get to the meeting and I'm, you know, eating pizza and then they talking and I'm just like, listening. I'm not trying to be a part of anything. I'm just going to come here to this one meeting, just grab some free pizza and just mm-hmm. be on my way. But I was like really listening to what they were saying and, you know, they wanted me to talk. And I was like, talk? I don't like talking. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, as soon as I started talking and like really getting to understand like the issues that are going on inside my school, mm-hmm. I got really interested and it kept me coming and I never stopped talking.
Awesome. All right, Khalif, how about you?
Well, I joined the student union. I was having kind of sort of a tough transition into high school. I was actually in the Student Success Center, which is one of the places that the student union put in several comprehensive high schools. I guess we could talk about that a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. But I came there and a guy came in and was like, wow, you look like you would be interested in actually having your voice heard. So I'm like, okay. Again, the pizza came up. So I was kind of hungry. Us students got to eat too.
Yes.
So I came after school and this meeting was packed. We talk about a big classroom packed with students actually want to hear their voice. And the way he presented it to us was like, I want y'all to talk. Just speak about what's going on in your school. So I'm coming from West Philadelphia High School. Again, some violent issues going on in that school and a lot of students not actually having the opportunity to voice their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that was powerful to actually have a chance to not only voice my opinion, but have it respected amongst my peers and adults. Mm-hmm. That's some powerful stuff. So since that, I was just hooked and I can't stop talking about student union, about students actually being empowered.
Okay, awesome. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We would love to hear from you. The question, there are two that go out to the audience this morning. One, if you heard anything in the news that made you say, wow, a good wow, a particularly a good wow. We always have, you know, the bad stuff in the news, but anything that really made you say, wow, that's pretty awesome. Or even if it was something that just shocked you and said, wow, I can't even believe that this is still going on. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Also, if you have any concerns yourself, if you're a parent, a teacher, or anyone who has any relationship to young people and you're concerned about what's going on in schools, you can give us a call. Something that you know that's going on, any good programs that you know that are going on that are kind of counteracting any of the negative things you've heard, or any questions and concerns. You can voice your opinion this morning by just giving us a call. 215-263-1039. We have student and adult representatives from the Philadelphia Student Union Youth-Led Organization, and I wanted to ask you guys, first and foremost, what are, from the student perspective, what are your main concerns? Because sometimes a parent's concern might be a little bit different than yours. You're in the school every day. You see what goes on every day. What are your main concerns about being in high school in 2009? Let's start with Candace.
My main concerns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, my only concern is, you know, like relationships between, you know, like students and, you know, administration in our schools, because it seems like they don't get to speak as much and they aren't like really connected. And, you know, that's what kind of makes the school environment, you know, like proud and, you know, mm-hmm. strong. Mm-hmm. And I guess I could say that, you know, like you can see like which students have good relationships with what teachers or mm-hmm. with what like counselors and like any other security in the school or like whatever adult is there, mm-hmm. you can see that. And then you can also see which students don't, and like that we need that support from you. Like, you're in our schools, you see us every day, 8 hours, like be my friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm here, you're here, let's just, you know, get together. Mm-hmm. And like I've myself, like Sarah's been through a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, right now student union, the SARE chapter, is working on like relationships, building relationships with school security.
Okay.
And you know, this past week, this Wednesday, we had a like training workshop for school security. Mm-hmm. And, like, and it went really well. Like their voices were heard, our voices were heard. We kind of connected, and like we see eye to eye. So now we're gonna start working together. You know.
Okay. Yes. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. You guys working together. That's good to hear. Okay, Khalif, what do you say?
What are my concerns?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a lot of concerns for me. Again, I attend West Philadelphia High School, so we're dealing with a new administration in our school. That's a good thing. We have a stable principal and a good staff at our school now.
Okay.
In comparison to what was going on about 1 or 2 years ago, where we had almost 4 or 5 different principals in the course of 2 years.
Wow.
So again, this is West Philadelphia High School. We're trying to, I want to say, revitalize the image that's going on with West. We have a strong community process that's going on at West Philadelphia High School. We're trying to improve the education and kind of make it rigorous and restore that sense of community involvement. I remember like a quote my mom always said to me, it take a community to raise a child. Mm-hmm. So that same thing should apply to schools. So with the Philadelphia Student Union and the West Philadelphia High School community partners, we're trying to re-engage the community, faith-based people coming in. So a few churches have signed on to it. We went out to our state representatives and council people. So they're signing on to the idea of actually splitting West Philadelphia down into 3 smaller schools on a shared campus. So that does, that's a lot of personalization. That's a lot of chance for some of the relationships to be built, like Candace brought up. So our biggest concern is just fighting for that and making sure that the community's process is going to be respected. In reference to the Renaissance School, since Imagine 2014 has just been passed this Wednesday.
Okay, now that was the next question I was going to get into. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. Comments and questions, feel free to give us a call, 215-263-1039. And you mentioned Imagine 2014. Arlene Ackerman was on the program a while ago. She was talking about it. It got passed. It outlines quite a few points that are here or set up to reform schools in Philadelphia, to bring back that strong educational sense, some adding in some support programs. And from what I understand, you guys have a few points with that you're not so happy about or clear about or on point with. Can you explain what they are and why you feel the way that you do?
I guess I can start. I would first like to start off by saying it's a lot of good things in Imagine 2014. There's a lot of additional supports coming to a lot of people that actually needed them. One of them being like that's trying to set up some centers, she mentioned, that's going to work to reestablish education back in some communities that need it most.
Right.
So that's great. It's a lot of things about immigrants coming in and not knowing too much English and establishing schools for them to go in. So it's a lot of good things. I think, well, personally, my whole part is about the Renaissance schools.
Okay.
That's supposed to happen to them. And
now, could you explain what that is for those who have not had a chance to read what the Imagine 14 plan is all about?
Okay, so I read it front and cover, so I could tell you a few points. So, the Renaissance schools, right now in Philadelphia, that's going to be targeting the 35 lowest performing schools.
Okay.
And that's going to put them into 3 criteria. 10 of the lowest of lowest being Renaissance schools that's established currently.
Mm-hmm.
So these schools are going to have the options of having an EMO, which is an education management organization, something like you see with Edison, which came in 2001, a big pushback from the student union and other communities because there's big corporations coming in and trying to run the education of students and run these schools for a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much improvement going on in the schools. There's statistical data proving that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that can happen to the school is a CMO, which is a charter management organization. Now, there's 2 current standards against charters. Mm-hmm. You have a charter that's run by a community, something which you see in Chinatown. I constantly slip the name.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Now, this school is actually run by, I think it's the Asians of America. Asian Americans United. Now, this community actually came back and said, well, our schools has been constantly failing our students. How about the community? I want to say that again. The community come in and run a school that actually is going to graduate these students and educate them in a way that's both interesting and rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
So just send them on to a 4-year college or a trade of their choice.
Right.
But now you have, again, mass corporations coming in called CMOs. that want to come in and run schools, such as, I don't really want to throw charter school's name out there.
Okay.
But that's basically what's happening to a Renaissance school. And it's another thing that Dr. Ackerman brought up was charter management organizations. So, it's called in-district charters. That's when a school would say in-district, but be called a charter and get somewhat of autonomy. But it's a lot of checks and pluses to that. So.
Okay. And I want you to go through those checks and pluses. Candace, do you want to respond to that as well?
I see a lot of good things with the plan. Like a lot of the things that are in the plan are some of the things that we've asked for over the years. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's great. But my only problem is, like, they're not going off about it the right way. Okay. Like, I would like to see, like, more community, like more support from the community of these schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been having community meetings, but the community hasn't been at these meetings because they're not at the right times where, like, families, parents can come out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like it's not giving them a chance to, like, really voice their opinion because mm-hmm. I know a lot of parents and, like, community members who want to be a part of this.
Right.
And, like, they aren't able to because, like, the meetings are either they're too early in the morning or mm-hmm. they're too late at night.
Okay.
Or, like, we haven't been able to see, you know, like, changes that they made because of, like, community involvement, like, because of, like, what's been going on. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's a little too late for that, but I know I still want to see what they changed.
Okay. We're going to get into that in depth in just a moment. In studio guests, I want you to hold on. Maurice Graves still in studio. He's got a few questions for our guest as well. And my question for the new hour for my listening audience. One, we want to hear from you. I know you're there. We want to hear from you this morning. Also, I would like to ask you, our guests are mentioning community. And one of our guests, our male guest, said that his mother told him it takes a community to raise a child and all those good things. And we know that phrase very well. My question to you is, are you active in your community to make it better? Or do you just come and go and let things happen and have something to say about it, but don't do anything to change it? Where do you stand on that side of the fence? Give us a call and be honest. You don't have to give your name if you don't want people to know that you're not active, or you can. It's up to you. 215-263-1039. That's the number to reach us in studio. That's my question to you. We're going to pause for the cause and return with more Praise in the City right after this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
To hear the next Praise in the City podcast or to hear more from Praise in the City, log on to praise1039.com or mediafire.com/praiseinthecity.